Welcome to Something to Say, where we bring voices from diverse backgrounds who will share their unique stories and perspectives on finding their passion and provide insights on how you can find yours. Join us as host Greg DeShields guides us through this enlightening journey.
Today, we are bringing you the topic of what keeps you going. Also, we have our amazing co-host that is going to be here with me, Greg. He is also working on some technical difficulties, right? So things don't always go as we plan them, but that's okay. We have to work through it and get through it. And as soon as Greg is able to join us, he will. I'm so excited to talk to him and get his perspective on what keeps you going. So as soon as Greg is able to jump in here, we'll get the conversation going with Greg as far as what keeps him going. But as for now, I will tell you what keeps me going when I feel like I just want to give up, when things come and they are not as planned. The thing that keeps me going is finding my why. Your why, whatever that is, will always keep you going. And for me, my why are... So I have two children. Well, they're adults, really. One is, I have a 22-year-old and I have a 16-year-old, right? So parenting doesn't stop at the age of 18. It's constantly going. It's constantly evolving. And I feel like I'm learning from my children as well as they're learning from me. So when I get back to that why, that is what keeps me going when I feel like giving up. There's a bigger purpose in life than just what I'm doing. And for me, my biggest purpose are my children. So I feel like once you get back to that why, once you figure out exactly what that is, it will definitely inspire you to stay alive. It will inspire you to do all the things that are necessary. It's like your light at the end of the tunnel. When there are times where you just want to give up, it seems like everything is going bad, like anything possible that's going bad. You get back to your why, you realize and you figure out what it is, why you even started. And then you keep going, you keep going, and you keep going. The other thing that helps me when I don't know what to do, when I feel like giving up, is prayer. I am a believer in God, and I pray. I pray. I talk to God. I immerse myself with other believers as well. I go to church. I hang out with people who are like-minded as myself. And that definitely keeps me going. I'm finding scriptures. I am just calling, and I can get advice from someone who's like-minded like myself. And it definitely keeps me going. It definitely pushes me beyond my limits. And sometimes that thing that has worried me, or that thing that I feel like has made me not want to keep going, or, you know, made me feel like I wanted to quit, it doesn't seem as big as it really was. So that's another thing that I do. I find my why, number one, and I use that to keep going. And then sometimes the issue is, you know, a little bit bigger than that sometimes. So then that's when I tap into my faith. That's when I tap into my belief in God. And that's when I pray. Another thing that keeps me going when I want to give up is just sometimes I don't give up, but I take a break. I take a step back from whatever it is, because sometimes if you dwell on something for too long, or you know, you just let it bother you and linger and linger, that's not healthy either. So sometimes I realize that it's okay to take a break, you know, that I need that break, and I take that break. So sometimes what that break looks like for me, I'll go get a massage. I think Greg is tapping in, so hopefully we can hear him. I just saw my screen pop up with Greg. So Greg, can you hear me?
I am here, and as has been suggested, what keeps you going when things are falling apart?
I hear you, though.
It's perseverance.
I talked about my why and what keeps me going. So I mentioned, you know, my why. What keeps me going when I want to give up. So right. I did explain to them that I find my why. I also explained to them that I do tap into my faith. And then the next thing that I was actually getting into was that I take time to actually sometimes just step away from the situation to give myself time to reset. So that's where I was, but I want to definitely give you the floor because we are excited to have you where we can hear you. So take it away.
So I'll start by saying that any kind of technical glitch is meant to be conquered And that's really what my efforts have been today. I think it's important, though, to focus on the subject about what keeps you going when things are falling apart. And the real efforts are centered upon your purpose. And your purpose really fuels your perseverance. And as long as you're clear why you are doing something, you can find your way through it. You know, I remember as a child, I often heard the phrase from my parents about, no one is promised tomorrow, so you have to make do with what you're able to today. And I think this was a perfect example. It's almost as if technology was testing us to see whether or not we could present a true example of what you do when everything falls apart. I'd also say, though, it's really important, and this is a phrase that someone had shared to me, strength is not about never breaking down, but it's more about rising up each time. And that, to me, is what allows me to keep going, because each time there is a challenge and there is a glitch, it offers you the opportunity to pick yourself up and be even that much better moving forward as a result of whatever you encountered. And I would say that my experience this evening is a perfect example of that. You have to pull yourself up. You can't give up. I will definitely say that. I'm never a quitter, and I'm a person who always believes in moving through whatever a challenge might be, because you'll continue to get better at it. Who knew? I was all set with my computer and ended up doing this on my phone after all. So I believe very much in that you really have to look very much into your purpose in order to find those things that fuel you to move forward. And Ebony, you may not be able to hear me.
And that you, how you mentioned how you were all set up with your computer. I saw your background. It was so, you know, pretty. And we didn't let anything stop us, right? We still got on. And it's like, you know what? If I have to start without him, that's fine, because I know he's gonna work through it. He's gonna figure it out, because obviously there is a message that we have to get out, and we can't let, you know, the computer is gonna do what it does, and we're gonna do what we do. So we're gonna figure it out, and that's what it's all about. You didn't get an attitude about it. You didn't get upset. You didn't say, like, you know what, forget it, I'm just done, and let her do it. You're like, you know what, I'm gonna persevere through this, because my why is to get my message out today, and somebody is gonna hear it.
But, you know, the other thing I would say is that often the challenges that we face during the course of the day, sometimes they aren't of our own doing. And we have to figure out how, as things are presented to us, how we will find a way to persevere and find our way through. Often it's not that we can't figure it out. It's that we are under a lot of pressure at the same time we're trying to figure it out. And I'm a big believer in somewhere between what I want and somewhere what I'll accept allows me to present something that is meaningful to an audience. And even when I'm producing a podcast, and I think we all have had that awkward conversation at some point in time during the course of a podcast where it wasn't recording or it wasn't exactly the best audio, that we are able to figure those things out. And I think that's what the real purpose is of our conversation today, is how do you find the strength to plow through and figure out what it is that you're trying to achieve when, in fact, you know that sometimes things can go wrong and you still want to deliver quality and meaningful perspectives and insights.
Yeah, and authenticity too, right? So it helps when we're just our authentic selves. I think sometimes people want to be too perfect, or, you know, like you say, we want to deliver the message, you know, appropriately, and we want to come off as, you know, professional and all of those things when we're doing our podcast. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, like even today, it may not have been the background that you wanted or the device that you wanted, but it was actually your message that was far more important than any of those things. Sometimes I think even finding the silver lining, or finding, like, you know, a lesson in what we're going through also mm-hmm. helps too. So I think your outlook on what you're going through plays a big part in how you just handle things mm-hmm. as they come along as well, that will help push you forward.
You know, years ago, I have to tell you a podcasting story. I had the opportunity to interview an elected official. She had prepared for her interview quite extensively. She had a script. She had her chief of staff rehearse with her. I mean, she did a lot of things in order to ensure that her interview would go flawlessly. And we were in the midst of doing her interview, and I felt like, wow, it couldn't get any better than this. So I curiously looked at the recording meter just to make sure that it was recording, and it was not. And we were maybe 3/4 of the way through, and I had a choice. Do I stop or do I let her finish and figure out what I do afterwards? So we went through, and it was an excellent interview. But of course, I knew I did not have a recording at all. So I said to her, you know what? You did such a great job with that one. I think we should do it one more time to get an even better recording. And she did. Never knew about it. Of course, maybe now she does because I've told everyone. But it was also about being able to think on your feet, you know, when something like that goes wrong. I think for anybody who does a podcast, the idea that it's not recording is probably one of the worst things in the world. But a little message to everyone, compliment the interviewer and always suggest that maybe a second run at the interview might even better than the first. So that's my podcast story.
How did you think it went? Did it go better than the first one?
Oh, the second was even better. And part of it was because I was more confident because I had already put all of the nervousness apart from the interview behind me. And to be honest, I had a great deal of confidence that maybe I could get an even better interview with her. So the second round was absolutely, absolutely better. Actually, now that I think about it, I'm having lunch with her next week. I might even tell her the truth about her second shot at her podcast interview.
And so what are some other things that you can think of that would help our viewers determine, like, what are some other things that they could do to help them keep going? Or what is it that you do in addition to finding your purpose, you know, when things feel like they're falling apart? What are some other things that you could offer?
Well, you know, I've always been a strong believer that there's never anything presented to you that you don't have the ability to overcome. And some of it is certainly by way of spiritual belief that individuals feel as though that there's a higher power that's really stretching you to find you other ways to make you even better and more capable. I'm a big believer in that there is something on the other side of all of this. And you have to have faith that the reason why you're going through this is because there's something better on the other side. And I don't say that from a very philosophical way. I truly believe that. And that's amongst the reasons why you have to plow through. I think most people generally have a desire to find a way to make it work. That level of motivation is something that you build out of failure, or you build out of stumbling, or you build out of challenges. I mean, that's how you get better. I don't think anybody gets better by being perfect. I think you have to have these failures in order to be able to become more of an expert and to have a better sense of what to anticipate and how, in fact, to overcome that. So I'm a strong believer in just realizing that any of the things that you encounter that feel as though that they are falling apart, maybe purposefully present it to you because you do have the capability and the strength in order to go beyond that and push past that. But I can certainly appreciate that sometimes when you're in the midst of it, it's really hard to believe. There's a phrase that I read in a book recently that says, sometimes when you're in hell, you have absolutely nowhere else to go but outside of it. So it is about really pushing through and realizing that somewhere inside of you, you have the strength. Now, it is also around your own self-help and self-healing to make sure that you take care of yourself and realize that sometimes a problem might be bigger than you and that you might need some help. So I don't want to minimize the fact that sometimes we can't do it alone. And that's where you probably do need people around you who can help inspire you and motivate you. And certainly when there are those times when you fall apart, and we all fall apart, that they can help put you back together. But in general, the idea of having things fall apart and challenging you is to make you a stronger and a better person at things that you do and help you achieve all different levels of success at varying levels.
Yeah, I think that's so important too that you say that, because as well, like, your support system has to sometimes even be stronger than you are, especially depending on what it is that you know, you may be going through. So, like, I'm a breast cancer survivor, right? I was 28 years old. These young kids, you know, like, I was like, what is happening? Mm-hmm. And my support system had, talk about your world, like, you think falling apart, right? 28, right out of college, mm-hmm. like, you're getting ready to do your thing. And it's like, nope, stop, right? So, but my support system was so important, because had they not been as strong as they were, I would not have been as strong as I am, you know, and I would not have been able to persevere and get through everything that I needed to get through. So I think it's so important, and I'm glad that you mentioned the support system, because a lot of things like self-care and self-do this and self-do that. But when things are falling apart, to keep going, you do need that support system as well. They're very, they're key. They are.
But you know, the other part of having a good, strong support system allows you to have a sense of responsibility, that their support is something that you feel as though that you want to be held accountable for in terms of how you're able to persevere and plow through and show them that their faith and their support in you is something that you value. And as a result, you conquer whatever the challenge might be.
So I definitely want to do this, because I just realized, and I'm so sorry, right? You did not have the opportunity to properly introduce your podcast, the name of it, because I did all of that when we were waiting for you. So I said who I was, I said the name of my podcast and all of those things. So if you could take a moment and just, we know you're great and we are having a great time, but they don't know the name of your podcast, where they could find you and all of those great things and what you discuss. So if you could please just take a minute and take us through that.
Sure. So the podcast is called Something to Say with Greg DeShields. Of course, it's on the Alive Podcast Network. We are celebrating the conclusion of season one, and we are well into season two. The podcast really speaks to the passion that individuals have and how they apply that passion to their work and to their personal life. And interestingly enough, there's a lot that we have that is quite similar when we boil down our individual passion and how it plays such an important part in our life. And we've interviewed so many people. And what I will say is most important in our podcast is our closing question. And the question is, what do you have to say? And people have, without any doubt, shared such a positive message about we should all get along. We should all have grace. We should all be patient with each other. We should all love each other. So that's our podcast. It's easy to find on the Alive Podcast Network, or you can just Google us at Something to Say with Greg DeShields.
Okay. And did you have the opportunity to tell them the fun fact about your podcast? Because that's a big part of your support.
So our fun fact of our podcast is our post-production person lives in Pakistan. So it works out quite well with Mohammed Adnan. He has been with us from the beginning of the launch of our podcast, and he is super talented, super efficient. He turns our podcast around in less than 24 hours. And I would also say I pay him in US dollars, so it goes a whole lot further in his native dollars, but he's a super, super, super collaborator, partner with us, post-production person. So any of our clips and our marketing pieces that you've seen, they've all been done by Mohammed, and we could not do it without him. So big shout out to Mohammed.
Thank you for sharing that. So my fun fact in mine, I actually podcast in my pajamas. So it's super, right? It's super fun. And I just feel like, because like what you know, mentioned before, like a lot of times we try to be perfect, or, you know, we try to make sure we have the good look and the good lighting. And I think in my podcast, by me doing it in my pajamas, it allows us to just forget about kind of what we look like and just get down to whatever the issue is of what it is that we want to discuss, not worrying about what we look like. I still try to get cute pajamas, though. I still try to get cute ones. But, it, you know, it's in my pajamas and I'm a little more relaxed. And the guests, they put their pajamas on too. Yes. So that's my fun. Yes.
So I know that we both have had the opportunity to meet. You publish your podcast from what city?
So it's Tampa. I'm in Tampa, Florida. But I've also, like, I did like a little pajama tour with my podcast. It was fun. So I've been to DC area. And we're going to the Miami area soon.
And Something to Say is produced just outside of Philadelphia. So we hopefully will get a chance to go on tour and visit some of our other podcasters, such as yourself in Tampa or in the Florida area sometime in the future, and do a podcast swap.
Yes. And you're going to come in your pajamas, right, when you come on my
podcast? Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Amazing. All right. So are there any other things that you want to add? I think this was a great conversation, and I think it's really going to help someone who may, you know, need to, they may be going through something right now. So are there any encouraging words that you want to leave anyone with? I'll let you do that since I started, you know, and I kind of talked. So I will let you take us out of here.
Sure. You know, my words of encouragement is that you are really never alone. Often when you face challenges or when things are falling apart, you tend to feel as though it's only happening to me. But the reality of it is that we all have to manage our way through life. And there are always going to be people who are either in the same boat as you are, or people who are further along, kind of navigating an even harder journey than yours. And I think it's about realizing that, you know, we all face these challenges and we should all uplift each other. You know, I had lunch with someone yesterday and I felt so incredibly compassionate about all of the challenges that he's facing, because there's just been so many. His health issues, he's got employment issues. I mean, he's just really facing a tough time. And sometimes we kind of overlook the fact that we aren't just the only individuals who might have challenges facing us, but there are others. And maybe at times it's about how you can uplift others that may also help you feel even better about yourself or your ability to overcome some of your challenges. So I would just say that as you look at those tough times or when things seem to fall apart, to realize that you're not alone, and it is important to reach out. And we talked about the network, but also sometimes a great way to kind of help you feel better about yourself is your ability to maybe reach out and help someone else. And I would even encourage that. But I'd really like to thank the Alive Podcast Network to allow us the opportunity to host a conversation like this, because it is very impactful for individuals, and anyone who does a podcast, you want it to be impactful. And I hope between Ebony and I, we've shared some words of inspiration. And if not just words of inspiration, by our perseverance to make this work, despite technical difficulties, that you can find a way to get to where you need to be. And you just have to remember to stay focused on what your purpose is, because it really will fuel your perseverance. So for everyone who joined us and were patient with us as we work through all of these technical difficulties, we thank you very much. We hope to see you another time when we have less complications of the technical side, but I would never want to lose the fact that this was about as authentic as it could possibly be. So thank you everyone for joining us. And Ebony, thank you so much for doing the co-host with me. Because to be quite honest, I couldn't have done it without you.
Thank you. And with that, I would say good night, and be sure to download the Alive Podcast app, or if you listen to it on your computer, whatever device you have, you'll be able to find either one of us or any one of the other amazing hosts. And you will have two amazing hosts next week as well, the same time, same place. So thank you for this opportunity. And we will see you soon.
Thank you for tuning in to Something to Say. We trust you found some valuable insights and takeaways that can help you find your passion. Don't miss out on future episodes. Please subscribe, rate, and review us on your preferred platform. We value your feedback and suggestions, so let us know how we can serve you better. Keep the conversation going and stay inspired until we meet again. Take care and happy listening.